think we're ready, go ahead. Good morning, it is 10 a.m., September 25th, 2007. The commission is meeting today in the commission hearing room, State Capitol, 12th floor, for a special meeting. We have two items on the agenda. And the first one is KC1 PU07596. The first order that we need, the first thing that we need to do under this particular case is to determine a date. And so we'll do that together. And it'll take us a few minutes, probably, before we get to the actual item of KC1 because we need a date to insert in that particular order.
Okay. The first thing it seems to me that we need, this is Commissioner Kevin Kramer, is to know what's the earliest date we can have it.
Pat?
Well, I've checked quite a few dates with different people, and two options right now that I know of are October 29th and November 1st.
Because with publishing and such, he couldn't do it before.
That's the point of my question. So we're definitely going after October 25th is what you were saying. Okay.
29th works for me. The 1st does not. This is Tony Clark.
Are you out of town on the 1st, Tony?
No, I'm in town, but I've got a commitment already.
And I have a commitment already on Monday.
Oh.
See, I have already
Tuesday?
Paid money for a conference. Tuesday works okay for me, but I need to be back by 7. And so that is difficult.
That is.
I suppose
Wednesday?
You could take two cars. Wednesday is Halloween,
oh,
and I know that's a, I knew we want to be back in time for supper time for that. So yeah. I can do it on Tuesday. I could do it on Tuesday, but I'm not sure what time we would start the hearing, and I don't think we're planning to fly out to Watford City.
Although we could.
Although we could.
Although
so then we then I could make then that would work fine on Tuesday.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, there's no reason we shouldn't do that. So Tuesday's October 30th is what we're talking about. I think that's fine with me.
Works
okay.
For me.
All right, that's good.
And
okay.
Well, then if we're going to fly and Susan has an event back here in the evening, maybe we should plan it a little earlier than we were.
10?
Mm-hmm. 10 would
Yeah,
be
like 10. That would guarantee everything would work fine. And if we wake up and the weather doesn't allow us to fly, we could still actually drive and make it.
Mm-hmm.
And make it back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Okay, now we're ready to move to KC1.
Okay.
And I'm Commissioner Susan Wiefald, and also here today is Commissioner Kevin Kramer and Tony Clark.
Before that, we're making an assumption, of course, that the courthouse would be available or not.
In Watford City?
Yes.
See, that was one of the 2 days you had me check, wasn't it?
29th. So we haven't checked on the
30th. Yeah, I haven't checked, but
there are four rooms in that courthouse, basically.
It sounded like they're
okay.
Pretty easy to get.
Okay.
So I'll call right away after the meeting and make sure.
All right, great. KC1. I move the commission adopt the notice of filing and notice of hearing regarding Belfouche Pipeline Company's application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit for the construction of approximately 32 miles of 8-inch crude oil pipeline and associated facilities extending from the Bowline Field to an interconnect with Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC near Alexander, all in McKenzie County of North Dakota, case number PU07596.
Second.
We received the permit application last week for this Belfouche pipeline project. The 32 miles of 8-inch crude oil pipeline will parallel an existing 6-inch pipeline. The Belfouche pipeline was originally built and designed to carry crude from western North Dakota and eastern Montana to Baker, Montana, where was then put into a system to transport the crude down to Guernsey, Wyoming. Of course, since the flow of the oil was toward Wyoming, the pipeline at the further east portions of the pipeline, the pipe's smaller. So it's currently 6 inches in the Alexander to the Bowline Field, and then it eventually becomes 10-inch going west. This 8-inch will parallel the existing 6-inch, and the flow will be reversed from Baker going toward Alexander, which allows Bowman County, North Dakota crude and Fallon County, Montana crude to be transported east, north, and then east on the Enbridge system rather than west to the Guernsey system, which should alleviate the discounts that have been that producers in southwestern North Dakota have had to endure for their oil, because of course the increased production in western North Dakota, eastern Montana as part of the Bakken play, and even increased production in Canada has created an oversupply in the Guernsey system. So this will increase the capacity of that transportation from 10,000 to 30,000 barrels per day and gets it into the Enbridge system and off to Clearbrook, Minnesota, where the if there are discounts, at least they won't be quite so great. So it is a very quick timeline. We received a letter of intent in early August, have now received, as I said earlier, last week, the permit, the application for the route and corridor, and they still hope to be able to get into construction yet this fall, and by the end of the year, early 2008, have the new pipeline working and moving crude.
It does go, the route of the pipeline is it's just north of Alexander, North Dakota, and then it goes to south of Alexander, North Dakota, and swings around to the east so that it goes through National Grasslands area and ends up just west of the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Yeah, there's an existing pipeline there now, and this will be right just parallel to it, running south to north.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Bowline Field, in case you're curious, is straight. If you were to draw a line straight north of Beach and straight west of Grassy Butte, it would intersect at what's called the Bowline Field. That's it for my portfolio.
All right, then we go to the next item, which is under Commissioner Clark's.
Item TC1, I move the Commission adopt the order, amended order regarding universal service certification for rural eligible telecommunications carriers, case number PU07244.
Second.
You'll recall that we had an order on our last agenda, and it didn't have RC Communications or Roberts County Telephone Cooperative Association on there. Subsequently, those two affiliated companies did get their USF certification affidavit to us, and so this just amends the order to include them on the filing that we'll give to the FCC.
I think it came, what, about half hour after our meeting?
Must have been listening.
I think it was the same day, actually.
All in favor?
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio.
And that ends the items on our agenda. Are there any questions? Excuse me.
If you want to boil this down, mm-hmm. of the 8-inch line going, it's 8-inch line.
It is, yes.
Going north, competition is good.
Competition is good. That is the bottom line. I mean, there was the result of the other way, of course, was an oversupply to Guernsey, which created tremendous discounts, especially for the southwest part of North Dakota. Now it just creates another opportunity, a bigger market, and of course, Enbridge is enhancing its pipeline capacity tremendously in the north, that northwest over to Clearbrook, Minnesota, increased it by 45,000 barrels per day, and now looking at another 45,000 barrels per day increase. So there's a lot more capacity there, and much better market situation.
Was there a price tag to the Belfouche pipeline?
There is. In fact, I have a little fact sheet. It's $10.2 million investment. So I have a little fact sheet here for you, as well as the colored maps and notice of the filing.
I have a question on another subject that's a little off the wall, and it's basically Big Stone. Now that they are apparently announcing they are going to try to scale back to 500 megawatts, I think is what I read. How does it affect your, determination or prudence?
Well, actually, the commission, we talked about this at our last meeting. The commission is going to be meeting immediately after this meeting today to discuss the letter that we received that we should suspend hearings that we have scheduled, and that the parties who have proposed the project have also proposed to us that they would come back to us on October the 4th and would be able to tell us what their new plan is, because we haven't seen anything official about 500 megawatts or anything come before the commission. That's all in the paper or hearsay, all right?
I think it's fair to say it probably we'll have questions for the utilities about how they're responding to it. But it's too early to draw conclusions until we get more answers.
Mm-hmm. And who will be here on the 4th?
Excuse me?
Who will be here on the 4th?
Well, actually, they've just told us that they would file a paper with us on the 4th.
No,
we have.
Who's
oh, that is Otter Tail and MDU, all right? Now, the work session that we have scheduled today is just to determine whether we are going to proceed with a hearing that we have scheduled on October the 1st, or whether we will wait and not have that hearing until after we receive information on October the 4th.
Right.
So we're going to wait and see.
Hang around for 10 minutes and you'll know the whole story, almost.
Okay. All right, any further questions? All right, that being the case, then we are going to now go into our work session.